I think that the main thing is the question of our attack operation, you know, is whether it's adequate and so forth. And we'll take a hard look at that over the Monday or so, seeing whether, you know, the, whether we are dismantling too much, you know, at a time that we may be able to deal with kind of the battle or well, in any event, we don't have to decide anything now, but the main thing is to consider the people that we have, the ones that will be useful, the ones that will not be useful, and having a good group that we can, depend upon. We have to move on this issue or that issue, the piece might be. And I'm going to have Henry up here tomorrow to go over the business about his next meeting. And beyond that, the PR side that I think is very important at this point. Matter of fact, it occurred to me that we really ought to have somebody with Henry when he's over there. You know, he's got a happy smile and things of that sort. Oh yeah, well, Rogers should not have mentioned it at that time, you know what I mean? Rogers was taking a pot shot at him, which he shouldn't have done, because we all knew it was the wrong thing to do. But on the other hand, he should have, you know, Rogers was just trying to rub it into him in front of others. You don't do that. But that's Bill for you. You've got to get, basically, you've got to get Ziegler and him and the rest of the whole sort of together in the sense that they've got to understand everything and play the whole PR thing for all its worth rather than just sort of look at the hot news, right? And, well, you'll have a chance to talk to them perhaps Monday and go over the whole thing. Let's take a real good look at what our apparatus is. If it's not adequate, maybe we'll skin it up a bit. You know, having in mind the fact that the campaign is over, but there's another campaign now. But he never does, does it? And I think that the isn't just the fact that, you know, that we do strike out quite often the senators and congressmen. It's better to have something rather than nothing. Probably get Ziegler in on it and talk to him about it a little bit after the weekend to see what he thinks. And get him after he leaves. But the handling of the PR on the next week is very important. And we've got to be in a position to, not to be always on the defensive. As a matter of fact, it's we're facing, of course, with the Democrats acting up in their usual way here, but more than you would expect because they know what's up. And, their actions are pretty to the point where they probably could really jeopardize the negotiations. This is one time maybe, but they must know today. important thing is how it all comes out. So in terms of my keep on the side of Amber, you're not getting concerned about the name of Carl. You don't worry about the hell with it. I don't care what the Canadian Parliament does or even the Congress. On the other hand, we've got a few of our guys stepping up to some of this stuff now, you see. That's where we need the apparatus. Give it a little thought, you know, talk to Zimmer about it, maybe 10 minutes. And I guess some ideas, McGregor might have some ideas to be useful to. I tell you, I had a talk with Ford, and they had to make a deal with the Wilson, because Brown wasn't willing to fight. So what is going to happen is Wilson has agreed to that he will resign 3 days before the dinner on March 28th. And I said, well, okay, Jerry, if that's what you want to do. But I said, let's have with the understanding that he appoints Brown as the candidate recruitment man. So he can start immediately, and he said, okay, so that's the way it's going to be, I think. It's not incredible, it's the way they act. But on the other hand, if he gets Brown in the candidate improvement thing, then we can start beating the Brown and Brock thing. On that subject, just ignore Wilson, don't you agree? Oh, good, good. You really think so? Good. Thank you.